This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. And this is wisdom that we're being taught, to fear God and keep His commandments, because this is the whole duty of man. And truly, I'm thanking God for our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd, who's going to bring us the scriptures of truth. Now I present unto you the pastor of God's Covenant Church, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, elder. To our missionary deacons and all the saints, our elders, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We're glad for our Bishop Barfield, who came out here from Fort Clinton and started this work for the Lord. She raised up two, our great Pastor Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy. They're going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We are truly disciples of the Lord. And that's what I want to talk about today. Disciples indeed. Before we get there, the ensemble is going to sing Conformable.
Into His light, and it's marvelous, the recover of sight. Our gospel hid is hid to them that are lost, blinded by the God of this world.
God sent His Son and the Holy One. Harden not my heart, for the saving of my soul, I die to live again.
The first days I knew of God in part in my sins, but when that which is perfect came, I need be born again. For He came to save, in which you must be made. Made in the image of the Son, the Holy One.
Suffer it to be so now, I pray. In righteousness I am made.
In fear, I make flesh come subject to do Thy will. I must comply. The work of God is to believe on He, the bread of God, which comes down from heaven.
Obey the voice, provoke Him not, for His name is in them. Hallowed be Thy name, O my God. My delight is to do Thy will.
I do consent unto the law that is against the sin I was born in, but still deny myself. I serve the law of God, 'cause we should serve Him in a newness of spirit,
after the Spirit. So suffer it to be so now, I pray. In righteousness, yes, I am made.
Conformable,
conformable.
Is that beautiful? Made conformable. Thank God for the ensemble.
Yes.
And we know their life. We dwell together and we dwell in peace. Thank God for that number. Our brother Dale wrote that number. Conformable. We want to be the disciples of the Lord. We are his disciples. But if you don't have the work, you're not his disciples indeed. Deacon Fina, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. And we're glad for everyone who may visit the site, tell others. We may not have the numbers others have, but the Lord didn't have the followers others have. You're going to find a traveler in holiness. God's people are few in number. We're the fewest of all people. And I'm grateful to be in that number. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I believe the scripture. I believe on the Lord, as the scripture hath said. And if you don't have the scriptures, you cannot find the Lord. You don't know. You don't have the vision. But I'm grateful for the scriptures that we are gathering, and it's by the leading of God. Let's go to St. John 8:28. A lot of people say they know the Lord. They claim, when you claim you know the Lord, you're claiming to be a disciple, follower, same thing. But if you don't have the deeds, you just have talk. You can only be what you see. If you see it, you can be it.
All right, Pastor.
If you can't see it, how can you get there? How can you go to a planet you can't see? To go to the moon, you have to see it. And if you don't see the vision of the Lord, since we weren't there with him, if you can't capture the vision in Scripture, how can you be conformed to his image? I believe we just sang about that, right?
That's right, that's right.
St. John 8:28, what does it say?
"Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself."
In other words, when you lift up the new man, then you'll be able to see God. You'll be able to see the Son. The new man is the one that's being created after him. And you cannot be created after the master unless you have a vision, something you can see. He said, "And when I be lifted up, then shall ye know that I am he." What?
"But as my Father hath..."
And what? "Then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do" what?
"Do nothing of myself."
What?
"But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things."
Now, wait a minute. So he had to learn just like you and I. He had to learn to be a disciple in works and not just talk. He was taught. Somebody taught him. That's not important right now. But he was taught by the Father. And it's not just by the Spirit. The Spirit was in someone, but we don't have to go there right now. But we know that you and I, and all before, have to be taught by the Spirit through the one that God sent. They're called a son. They're called anointed. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes. Read.
And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone.
What?
For I do always those things that please him.
So that's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We strive, and what everyone that claims to be a follower of God should strive to please him. How can you please God if you don't know what he requires? Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
All right.
Now, I didn't have this written down, but it's in my heart. So we're going there.
All right.
That's where I'm being sent.
All right, Pastor.
To Deuteronomy 10, 12. So who sent you? You do the math. Deuteronomy 10 and 12, what does it say?
And now, Israel.
Now, Israel. Listen, if you're a disciple of God, of the Lord, you're an Israelite. You're a Jew. And we have been called Christians, but that's not what God called us. And that's not what the saints referred to each other as. Nothing wrong with it, but to be a true follower, a true Christian, which makes you a true disciple indeed, you're a Jew. Because salvation is of the Jews. You got salvation, you must be a Jew, and you got it from a Jew. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And we are Israelites because we're the seed of Abraham. There's no Christians and Jews or Christians and Israelites. They're all one. When you're a disciple indeed, you know that. And if you say, I'm a disciple of the Lord, then you need to search that out and follow that trail I'm giving you. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What?
But to fear the Lord thy God.
Now, when you fear God, that's not fearing God because you fear a storm. That ain't fearing God. You fear what God made that is controlled by that devil. Text me on that. I know that's foreign to so many. But to fear God, that's what makes you a true disciple, right? Because you fear him to obey. Fear God what?
To walk in all of his ways.
Wait a minute. So when you're walking on all his ways, you got the deeds. If you're not walking all God's ways, you're not a disciple indeed. His ways is having no other gods before him. Not making any graven images. Not taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Was it? Well, that's just a day. You're not a disciple. But if you're a disciple, these are the deeds you follow. Yes. Honoring the Father.
Yes.
And thy mother. Those that carry God, not just our natural mothers, because 99% of the people, these mothers, don't know God. It's not talking about natural mothers. It's talking about those that are carrying God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. These, if you take on these ways, you become a true disciple indeed. You got the deeds. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's read a little further. No, let's go back to St. John 8. I know this broadcast, for some that hear it on radio, it's still going on around here. You get a little radio around here. Most people go to the websites and to iPads and smartphones. Are we on apps? You can get us on app too. You might stumble across us. All right. Lord direct you. If you don't, you're not a sheep. All right? You're not a candidate here. We're reading to 29 again, and he.
And he that sent me is with me.
What?
The Father hath.
Because he had the Spirit. He was in the Spirit. He was conformed into his Spirit. What?
The Father hath not left me alone.
What?
For I do always those things that please him.
Read.
As he spake these words, many believed
many
on him.
Many believed on him. Many did. And there's another portion where many walked away. Many get excited about what we are bringing in Scripture. But what happens as they begin to take on and walk this way or head this way, they get deterred by that enemy. If you are deterred, it's because you're truly not a candidate. As the Lord said, many will seek and shall not be able to pay the price because so many want to come with their loved ones. And you come to God, you don't bring your girlfriends and boyfriends in here. They may not have the mind you got. You don't bring grandma and mama. I'm coming if they come. You got to do this for yourself. It's an individual situation here.
All right.
Read.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him.
What?
If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
Then you're disciples indeed. Because it's about continuing in God's word. Yes. That's what makes you a disciple. I just read the word.
Yes, you did. Beautiful.
Now, how can you be a disciple indeed when many ain't even started? We just read it. We're in it.
Thank God.
Many have never received it. Only thing they've received is the knowledge that Jesus died for their sins. But the 10 precepts he taught, they're not being taught that. They don't even know about it. How did he get that? He said, go back to Moses. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, Pastor.
We're not going there right now, but let's go to St. John 17, 17.
All right.
Many. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Now, wait a minute. Did he say anything about if you believe I died for your sins, you my disciple? Did he say that?
Didn't say that, no.
Because it's not about believing he died for your sins. If you believe he died for your sins, obey the word that he taught.
Yes.
Now you're becoming a disciple. But to believe that he died for your sins, the devil believed that, and they tremble. They know he died for his sins. They ain't living for God. They don't have no deeds for as a disciple, but they did follow him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
But not as a disciple. 17:17, what does it say?
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Wait a minute. The word is truth. He said, if you continue in my word. So if you continue in keeping God's commandments, it washes you from gods.
Yes.
You want to know about those gods? Text us. Come by. I'll sit down with you. And I had a little fat boy, red jacket. I have all these images that represent these gods. And I'll spell them out for you.
All right, Pastor.
I know it's going to tear down your world. Just tear your whole playhouse down. When we get to explain what these gods are, many don't have anything to live for. Say, I ain't got nothing. Well, you could have God.
All right.
But how many want to give it up? Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
And thou hast sent me into the world. Even so have I also sent them into the world.
So the disciples were sent into the world first. Let's go to the fourth verse. What does that say? Fourth verse. I have
glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to
do. That's what made him a disciple, because the work, he was doing it. His work was to die for the sins of the people. Our work as a disciple is to die out of the things of this life. The things that are offensive to God. We want to die out of those things.
Yes.
Do those things that please him, like he did. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. He finished it because his mind was made up to go on to the cross.
All right.
And even though he said it's finished, before he got there, he got hindered. You know what hindered him? His flesh. Because he realized, I'm about to get some spikes in my hands. I know what they're going to do to me, because back in those days, they understood what it meant to be crucified. He said, wait a minute. He had to stop and say, well, it's finished, but I need some hope. And he got the help he needed.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Sixth verse, what does it say?
I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world.
What?
Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word.
Now, wait a minute. I have manifested thy name unto the men.
Thank God.
You don't have to. How are you going to manifest Jesus? You don't need to have that manifested. But the 10 precepts is what he's talking about, because that's why he said, thy word. I have manifested thy name, and they've kept thy name. They kept the word because Jesus' name was the word.
Beautiful, beautiful.
The word's name, once it took on flesh, was called Jesus. Yes. Right?
God, beautiful, yes.
But when he took on flesh and he grew up, he was born again and took on the word again. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, Pastor.
How plain is that?
It's plain.
Read.
I have
Now
they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me.
Wait a minute. Every disciple that is a disciple indeed, you got to have the words God gave. If you don't have them, you're not a disciple. Don't say, well, I have the words he said, love. No. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You got to have those commandments. Because that's what love is. Love is the fulfilling of the commandments of the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
So when you fulfill it, then you become the disciple. When you don't fulfill it, you are a disciple without works. You don't have the deeds. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Talk. Talk strong, but when it comes down to it, accepting God's word, you're ready to take something and throw it back in God's face. That's what the people do. Because talk is cheap. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That's good knowledge to know.
Yes, it is.
I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them what?
And have known surely that I have came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me.
Well, that's the problem. When you're not a true disciple, and the Lord sends one to you with knowledge, you don't believe it. But the disciples, the sheep say, I believe you. And I know God sent you.
Thank God, thank God.
How plain is that?
It's plain.
So if you're a disciple, why would you say, I don't believe you. I got a problem with what you're talking about. You just distracted who you are. Yes. You're a disciple, don't have no deeds. Let's go.
All right.
Now read a little further.
I pray for them. I pray not for the
no,
world.
No, no. Believe thou didst send me. That's good enough.
All right.
Let's go to 12 and 47.
All right.
Because he said, they have believed that thou didst send me. I've given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
So many people, if you're watching this broadcast, they think that, well, what was given to the Lord was to die on the cross. It was. It's given us to die. But the words that he gave life. That was the word. That's what bring the life. The words he spoke. If you adhere to it, that brings life. That's what makes you a disciple, if you do it. Not because he died on the cross. The cross, dying on the cross, is the remedy should you sin. And I'm talking about sinning that is not unto death. Because if you sin unto death, there's no more sacrifice. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, Pastor.
12 and 47, what does it say?
And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not.
Okay, wait a minute, same thing. If these preachers don't tell you about the commandments, I'm not judging them. That's what's going to judge them. Yes. The word going to judge, not me, not anyone that God sends. But God is going to have someone bring it, because that's how God works. That's his way. Bringing his anointed or son to bring life,
beautiful,
the word,
beautiful,
to help make to make the disciple.
Thank God.
You have to adhere to it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
For I came not to judge the world.
Same thing. God's anointed don't come to bang people around. Don't do that. I'm not here to hurt anybody on the broadcast to hear this. I'm not here trying to bring condemnation. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to show you that you are a sinner. I'm not doing that. I'm trying to show you what life is. When you go to a doctor to be helped, they've got to know all your symptoms. They're giving you what you need. They don't sign you for operation because they like to cut. They sign you for the operation because of what you need. When God brings to our attention our shortcomings, it's that we might do the things that please him. Not here to bang anybody, but that's the devil in your mind telling you, you're picking on me. Don't like to be discovered wrong. What you come here for? What are you listening to the broadcast for? You witness to the broadcast. We come and read the scriptures. We hear what God has to say to please God.
Yes.
Find a way to get close to God. That's what we do it for. Yes. Right?
Right.
If you don't like what's said, how can you please God? How can you?
Yes.
Read.
For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world.
Wait a minute. Is that what we're here for?
Yes.
But my mission is not to judge, but that's what's been given. In order to help, you have to have judgment. How are you going to have judgment if you don't know if your actions are right or wrong? How are you going to have judgment? How do you live for God if you don't know what is required of you? It's required of you not to have gods before God. So the simple is, well, Pastor, what's the gods? We go over it every year. All of these things, everything that's before God, because people don't come to church, don't keep God's commandments because they feel they have to give up birthdays. You don't have to give up no birthday. One asked, you believe in birthdays? That's like this man said, I accept the fact that I'm not 20 no more. Okay, if you don't accept it, that's what you are. You got to accept. Oh, I don't accept. I accept the fact. I know you do. You can't go back and say, no, I don't accept that. I want to be 40. I want to be 10. You can't do that.
Not at all.
That's the stupidest commercial. I accept the fact I can't roll like I used to, but I got warfing. You don't have to accept it. You can leave that warfing. You still ain't going to be 23.
That's right.
Okay? And you ain't going to roll like you used to, right?
Make it plain.
Where are we reading? What are we reading? I didn't want to go off on that, but 48. Read it again.
He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him.
What?
The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last
day. So wait a minute. It's not about you. It's about all of us.
Yes.
Go to Ecclesiastes right quick. This is how you know you are a true disciple. What is it? Ecclesiastes 12. We're going to get to the conclusion. I think we just mentioned it, didn't we? About the conclusion of the whole matter.
Yes.
I want to read that 14th verse because that's what it just really cements what I just said. What it says, 12 and 13, what does it say?
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
So the whole matter, whatever we're talking about, because it's all about God. When you're talking about God, the matter of God is about pleasing God and going back with God. The conclusion what?
Fear God and keep his commandments.
Well, there it is. But these churchgoers don't like the word commandments because there it tells you specifically what to do. When you say just love one another, it don't tell you, you know, when, how. Most people love in a carnal way. But God wants us to love in a way that pleases him. And he defined how that is. If you love me, keep my commandments. How plain is that?
It's plain, read. Pastor. For this is the whole duty of man.
And?
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
That is, so you can't work your way into heaven. Well, you're going to work your way into judgment.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it's beautiful.
And if you go, if your judgment is to go to heaven, you work your way there.
Right.
It said work out your soul's salvation. But these lying preachers say, you can't work your way to heaven. You can't work for salvation. You can't work for the issue. You got to work to keep it. He does accept, give it. You can't buy it, and you can't do anything to get it, but you got to do something to keep it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Adam didn't ask to come here, but when he found himself here, he had to find out what he had to do to stay in the place that he wanted to be in.
Yes.
That God wanted him in.
Yes.
Something he had to do.
Beautiful.
You got to fight the devil if you want to keep him out of your life. Isn't that beautiful?
That is right. It's beautiful.
Read it again. For God shall bring every work, what?
Into judgment,
mm-hmm,
with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go back to 12 and 47. This is how you define the true disciples.
Yes.
Disciples with the deeds. In other words, disciples with the works. If you're a disciple of the Lord and you go into church on Sunday, you are not a disciple indeed. You just got faith with no works. Because your works is not in the works that God is talking about. These are the works of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read the 49th verse. For I have
not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should
speak. How plain is that? Everyone that's sent by God should have the commandments. Telling us what we should say, what we should speak. Whatever you can just go back as far as 1975 when I came in here. Everything I spoke is according to scripture. Right, it's according to the plan of the 10 precepts.
All right.
It's according to the 10 precepts. Thank God. Read.
I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
What?
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
For everything I speak is what God told me.
Yes.
Now, you're not speaking what God spoke when you talk about going to service on Sunday. If you're talking about being anything but perfect and holy, you're not speaking what the Lord spoke. Because the Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Beautiful.
Let's go.
All right.
2, 3, and 11. We got 1 minute here.
All right.
Then you want to stay on, and if you're on the apps and all that, y'all just enjoy.
All right.
Enjoy the word, because that's all I'm bringing here. I'm bringing it where I ain't got no baseball parables for you.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
I don't have any parables about what it means to be hungry and cold, and you went to your mailbox and found a check. Right. Nobody but God said, well, I don't have those kind of parables for you. Those are made up stuff. That's fantasy world. God can do it, but he's not doing that now. He didn't do it then. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
All right. 3 and 11. What does it say? St. John.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness.
Isn't that beautiful? We testify and speak that we know. I know it from the scriptures, what was written. They said he would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights.
All right, go ahead, Pastor.
If your disciple is following anybody that rose on a Sunday, you get the wrong following. God's and the Lord's disciple know that he rose sometime after the Sabbath day.
Yes.
He rested according to the commandment. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
Thank God. How are you going to believe if God's anointing is trying to show you,
you can visit
natural
us
parables
at any time
and you
for
can't receive that?
Messages at www.god'scovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.